I'm Patrick Hart, and I'm speaking with Allison Paradise, who's the founder and CEO of The Epicenter, which is an organization that provides an experience of empowerment. And Allison, do you mind telling us a little bit more about what you're doing with The Epicenter?
Oh, it would be my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, the vision for the Epicenter is to create a retreat space where people can come for a week or 2 weeks and really be outside of society in a space that has no judgment, is full of trust, and starts with open-ended questions about who you are. It's also all outside in nature because nature provides the perfect mirror for us to be able to see how to behave naturally. Because when you look outside, you see the tree is just itself. It's completely, entirely a tree. And I like to use this analogy because I often feel like, and this is, I should preface this by saying, this is no judgment. I mean, this happens to every single person, myself included. It's a product of the environment that we grow up in. A lot of us are born, let's say, as redwood trees, and we're told by someone in our lives, or multiple people in our lives, or our culture, that you'd really be better off being a blueberry bush. And so we just try desperately to be blueberry bushes, but our nature is a redwood tree. And that's why I like doing things outside, because you can really connect with the true nature of things and have that mirror back for yourself, what your true nature is. The retreat center doesn't exist yet. It's something that we're working towards creating. So, in the absence of that, we've been hosting classes here in Santa Cruz through the Parks and Rec Department, and also in various other locations where there's space that people will let us have classes. We've been working with people who are ages 7 to 22, although I've also worked personally with people who are older, in particular with adults and parents. We also do a lot of one-on-one mentorship. So the kinds of things that I'm sharing now, these are the types of ideas that get brought up in those guidance sessions, where there's a lot of questions that are asked about the choices that have been made in someone's life in order to get them to a place where they can see themselves more clearly and connect with their authentic self. I absolutely love doing that. We've been working with college students and high school students in particular to do that type of work. We also have a series of videos on the website that ask open-ended questions out in nature, and they're very, very short because, to your point, we don't really want people to be sitting in front of a screen for very long. Some of the questions invite you to go outside and explore. Some of them involve art projects. To give an example of an open-ended question that doesn't have a right answer, the first video asks the question, "What sound does a rock make?" which is an interesting question. And
Agreed, yeah.
it's such a
Yeah.
fun question. And it came to me walking in Elkhorn Slough, of all places. I was just walking and I looked at a rock and I thought, I wonder what sound you make. And I thought, wow, that's a really interesting question. And then I thought, if I were to draw the color of birdsong, what would that look like? And I thought, wow, we really don't think about our senses in this way, as how they all are really combined. We try to separate them out, but they're not really separate. And that's where the idea came from, and it's been a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed sharing this perspective through the video, since we're unable to do a lot of this work in person still at the moment.
Yeah. And do you have?